On this podcast, I talk about the importance of eating healthy, what types of foods to eat, the difference between tone and muscle, and I can go on and on and on about those things. And I consider that more tactical. But that's only one part. Merriam-Webster defines health as the condition of being sound in body, mind, or spirit. And while there are other definitions, this one resonated with me so much because it is the core of what I believe and what I coach. In my pursuit for health and wellness, my goal is actually to be sound in my body, in my mind, and my spirit. So I wanted to focus on part of this trifecta of health, the mind, or rather, the mindset. And why I believe it's so important for you to identify what your mindset is about your health and wellness journey and ways to shift it to align with your goal. So if that sounds like something that you want to dive into, well, let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. All right, so let's get into mindset. And some people, they get really wigged out when we start talking about mindset. But if you haven't really evaluated what your mindset is around health and wellness, exercise, weight loss, food, or any of that, then how do you really know that it's something that you truly want to do? Or is it just a number that you're chasing on the scale? And before you answer that question, let's talk about the definition of mindset. And I went to trusty Merriam-Webster, and let's just talk about that for a minute. I didn't have to pull out the old hardback book. Remember the dictionary with like 7,423 pages? I didn't have to do that at all. It's not like the old days. You just go to Merriam-Webster.com and voila, you can get a gazillion definitions for just about anything. But the one that I looked up again is for mindset. So the definition that resonated for me is a mental attitude or inclination or a fixed state of mind. So going back to my question earlier, what is your mental attitude about your health and wellness journey? What is your fixed state of mind about exercise, weight loss, and food? Now, I really want you to give those questions some thought. Because truth be told, if you have a positive mental attitude, inclination, or fixed state of mind, then you probably have a certain level of success meeting your health and wellness goals. If not, then this is where you need to do a 180 on your mindset. Now, I just didn't say 180 because it's the title of the show. I truly, truly believe with all my heart and soul that it is quite often necessary for us to do our own internal assessments of how we're feeling about all things in our lives, not just health and wellness, but when we're not headed to our North Star or whatever that is for you, then we need to be accountable to ourselves and do a 180. See, to do a 180 means to do a reversal in direction or a complete reversal in thinking and or behavior. Now, I know for me, day-to-day experiences, good and bad, challenges, unexpected crises, over time, all of these things, they'll get me off balance. And before I know it, I've lost sight of my own North Star, my why, what's most important to me. And when that happens, I do a number of things. I pray, I seek wise counsel, therapy if needed. But one of the things that I do is what I said earlier. I do my own internal evaluation of how I'm feeling, what's got me off track, and how do I do a 180 and get back on course and head in the right direction. And heading in the right direction for me begins with my mindset. Now, I could spend the time beating myself up for all the things that I didn't do right and the things that I wish I had done, and I've done that in the past, and trust me, I've wasted way too much time doing that. So I work to change my internal dialogue, my soundtrack, that endless loop that plays in my head. I work to change my mindset. And again, remember, mindset is a mental attitude or an inclination or a fixed state of mind. So having the mindset that I can achieve the goals that I set for myself makes all the difference. And I'll give you a recent example. For me, it was believing that I could consistently show up for you guys on this podcast. When things were getting rocky for me and I had some obstacles, I started to have the doubt, like, is this for me? Is anybody going to listen? Am I doing the right thing? Like, all the negative things came to my mind. But I had to stop and remember why I was doing it and who I was showing up for, and to really change my mindset and believe that I can do this podcast. I can show up. I can bring value to the people that are listening to this podcast. And so it may not always look picture perfect, but progress over perfection, it wins out all day, every day. Now, I know this might be sounding a bit woo-woo to you, and it may be, but hear me out, because there is so much value in knowing and understanding what your goals are. A healthy lifestyle, better relationships, or a peaceful household, that all starts off with knowing why you want it and then believing that you can have it. According to Carol Dweck, I think I'm saying that right, D-W-E-C-K, she's a Stanford University psychologist, and she's also the author of the book, Mindset, Changing the Way You Think to Fulfill Your Potential. I get excited because mindset excites me, but she says that your beliefs play a pivotal role in what you want and whether you achieve it. She's found that your mindset plays a significant role in determining achievement and success. Mindset can influence how people behave in a wide range of situations in life. So there is something to be said about what type of mindset that you have. And I know that changing your mindset about anything, let alone health or wellness, it is not easy. It's not easy as 1, 2, 3. Believe me, I know. Trust me, I know. But having the awareness that you need to change your mindset, in my opinion, that's most important, because that's the first step. So let me give you an example. Have you ever been around someone who they say whatever, and I mean whatever flies into their head flies right out of their mouth? They have zero filter. They think it and then they say it. They have zero filter and they have zero self-awareness that they have zero filter. But if they had the awareness that they had zero filter, then they may begin to filter some of the things that came out of their mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they knew that, okay, I have the tendency just to think it and to say it. If they had that awareness, then maybe over time they would have less and less moments of when anything just pops out of their mouth. They might just start to think about it before they say it. It's like that with mindset. The key is being aware of what's bouncing off the walls of your mind and changing it when you need to. So if you're struggling with keeping a positive mindset regarding your health and wellness journey, here are 5 tips. First and foremost, and I am a big believer in this, create a positive and realistic self-talk. Instead of telling yourself you can't do this and you can't do that, focus on the things that you can do and the differences you can make in your health. Number 2, focus on how you want to feel and not just how you want to look. I know aesthetics are important. I get it. But focus on how you want to feel. Think about how being healthy can make you feel better emotionally and mentally as well as physically. Number three, create an achievable health and wellness plan. You want to break it down into small, manageable goals that you can work on and shoot for gradual process rather than expecting immediate results. I know that we want things overnight. There have been times I'm like, can we just get this over with? But it is a journey. So you want to make sure that you are making goals that are achievable so that you set yourself up for success. Number four, and this one is a big one for me. Surround yourself with positive people. Find friends and family that will be supportive and encourage you on your journey. I give you permission to kick any negative Nancys to the curb. Only good vibes here. Only good vibes. And number five, reward yourself for your achievements. Celebrate small successes like eating good for a week, or, you know, if you get into the habit of taking 20 minutes a day, celebrate yourself. Celebrate those small wins. Recognize every step forward is progress. So I'm going to wrap this up, but here's what I want you to do. After this episode, I want you to do a few things for me, and honestly, more importantly, do it for yourself. I want you to think about your health and wellness goals and why they are important to you, and I want you to write those down. Then I want you to think about how you feel about your ability to achieve those goals. Do you feel like you can? If you feel like you can, then continue to reaffirm those beliefs. That's great. If you feel like you can't, or if you can't see yourself doing making those goals, then I want you to do number three, and that's visit the five steps that I just told you about. I want you to use those five steps to help you change your mindset around your ability to change your health and wellness and your ability to achieve those goals. And I want you to remember that you have to be accountable to yourself and root for yourself and know that I am rooting for you. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, please take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.